Located on the crystal blue waters of Lake Huron lies Mackinac Island. She is tucked in between Michigan's upper and lower peninsulas. Indulge me as I share all the ins and outs of the place that stole my heart. This is Totally Mackinac Island. Welcome to Totally Mackinac Island podcast. I'm your host, Heather. I'm very excited to have today's guest on. She's going to be sharing with us all about her books. And I just love these books in general and how she has incorporated to keep Max going in different ways too through social media. And of course, I'm talking about Mackinac Max, the famous turtle that you might have seen in the book. So sit back and enjoy as Debbie tells us all about the tales of Max.
Welcome, everyone. And today we are joined with a very special author, Debbie. And we'll get into what Debbie writes in a moment. But welcome to the show, Debbie. And the first thing I always like to ask everyone that comes on is, what is your Mackinac Island origin story?
Sure. Well, as many of your guests have said, I just vacationed there a lot with my mom, with friends. But it was actually... 30 years ago, my husband and I, along with some friends, went to the island, and we were riding our bikes around Wawashkamo, and our friend fell, and his hands were, he needed to clean up a little. So we went over to Wawashkamo, and my husband took him into the men's area, and they were cleaning him up. And I heard someone playing the piano. So I walked around the corner, and there was this lovely gentleman sitting there playing the piano, and we started talking. His name, a lot of people may recognize the name, is John Manikoff, Senior John Manikoff. And so we were talking, and he was an attorney, my husband is an attorney, and we just formed this friendship immediately. And he took us to his family cottage. He had us follow him. We spent the entire afternoon with him at his family cottage, at their little beach house. I met his wife and lots of family that was there, and I don't even remember who it was. And it just gave me such a feeling of welcome. And I thought Mackinac Island is just a magical place. We never saw Mr. Manikoff again, but I know his son did a turtle at Wawashkamo. He painted one of the large turtles out there. And their family has a great history on the island. And I was just thrilled that I got to meet him. And he kind of bolstered that love of Mackinac for me. And this was just something that kind of came from all of that, from that one fateful meeting.
That is an incredible meeting. I want to say I'm blown away, but yet I'm not, because it doesn't shock me when it comes to people that are on Mackinac that love to share the story of it and introduce you to parts that you might not be familiar with. But yours is very, very unique. Where was that cottage at, if you're okay sharing that?
Again, it was about 30 years ago. Because my husband and I are celebrating our 30th anniversary this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And we're going to the island, by the way, for our anniversary.
Yay!
But it was, so we met at Wawashkamo. We came down by British Landing and turned left, like towards town again. And it's somewhere between there and town. It's all I can tell you. I have looked for it when we've been through there. But we got busy. We had our wedding, we had started having children. So we didn't get back there for a few years. And I honestly don't remember where it's at. Mm-hmm. But it was just a wonderful experience. And so such a cozy older cottage, had been in his wife's family for years. And, it was wonderful. Still makes me feel good when I think about it. He was absolute charmer. He just welcomed us, showed us everything, introduced us to everyone, told us stories. It was great.
Oh, I love that so much. That's great. Okay, So, can you share with the listener what it is that you write about and about your books?
Sure. So I write about a turtle on Mackinac Island having fun adventures. And it's geared towards kids, I say 0 to 10, because I hate to limit an age on children, where if they like the story, if they have fun with it, let them keep reading it. Encourage them to read at all times. This little turtle has great adventures. The first book was about all the rock formations. No, most of the rock formations on the island. There are so many to find and explore. But the first one, he kind of starts at Arch Rock, and then he goes to maybe Sugarloaf, and there are many that he goes to in this book. And it's not only fun, and he's silly because he has to climb steps, and he's tired, and he says, "Ugh," but he learns about the rock formations. There's a little bit of, it teaches them a little bit about the island and how the rock formations were created. So it's not only fun and a great adventure, they learn a little bit too about the island.
Yes, which I think is great because I don't think that they realize that they're learning about it. And then if they're there on the island, they can recognize it after they read the book, which is great. And I love it. And can you share what your character's name is?
Oh, his name is Max, Mackinaw Max. And I have to share a cute little story about that. So I was actually contacted by a little boy named Max, who lives near the Detroit area. And we were corresponding on Facebook Messenger. And one day he told me I'm his favorite author, and he loves Max. He loves the books, and my name is Max. And it was so sweet. And then one day I got a message from him, and he's telling me again how he likes my books. And, "Oh, are you going to be on the island? Because, by the way, it's my birthday." So I don't live on the island. I live about 4 hours away, but I had to jump in my car and go see him for his birthday on the island. And I took him a new book, and I met his whole family, and we took pictures. It was just the most special thing. I told my husband, if I don't sell another book that day, made it all worthwhile.
That is so awesome that he reached out to you like that. I
Yes. And then,
mean, that had.
yeah, 2 years
Go
later,
ahead.
oh, no, so we would keep in touch. Every time I get something new, a t-shirt, a hat, a new book, I mail it to him. And his dad asked if I would come and read to his classroom. So I live on the west coast of Michigan. And so it took me about 3.5, 4 hours down to the Detroit area as well. And I drove down there and read to his class. And oh my gosh, he's just the most special little Max that I could have hoped for with writing these books. It's a good relationship with him and his family.
And you know what? He's going to cherish that forever. He really is.
Yeah, so
And
sweet.
yes, I love that so much. Where in Michigan are you at, if you don't mind sharing?
I live in Ludington.
Oh, okay. All right. So where
Yeah.
I'm at, it takes a little over 5 hours from where I'm at to get up to Mackinac.
Okay.
So I'm pretty lucky with that. Because I mean, it does not take long for us to get to the border of Michigan, but it's not. And honestly, I think you can agree, it's a beautiful drive. I don't mind the drive at all.
I don't so much. We're so far west that we have to like zigzag across to the middle of the state in order to go north. So that's why it takes so long for us. If we could just, angle up, we'd be there in no time, probably 2 hours. But yeah, it does take a little bit longer because we're so far west.
And I think that's where I feel very fortunate because we're able to pretty much go a few little turns and then straight up 75 if we need to,
Oh,
which is
great.
great.
Right.
So how did you originally come up with this idea?
Well, Mackinac Island is shaped like a sleeping turtle. So that was always the character I had thought of when for writing a book. And when our kids were little and we would take them to the island, there were never really any children's books about the island back then. And this was, again, like 25 years ago. So I thought, well, one day I'm going to write a book about a turtle having fun on the island, and it'll be a new kids book. Well, so COVID just allowed time to do that. You know, my kids are older now and off to, actually, they've graduated from college. So so COVID just gave me the time to sit down and actually think about, you know, what I had wanted to do years ago, and Max came to mind, and I just got started on that.
That's so great because I think the one thing that I love hearing, because COVID caused so much hardships for so many, but there were some good positivities that came out of it, and it allowed people to kind of venture out of their in different creative outlets that they wouldn't have necessarily had time to do. And look at what it's done for you and for the kids. It's allowed them to have this. And I'm so glad that you were able to do that. As and obviously Max was grateful too. And I know my nephew is too. He loved the books too.
Oh, good.
So
Thank
yes. So how long have you been an author? Was that just starting in COVID or had you written prior to this?
you. Nope, since 2020.
Oh my gosh. That's
Worked at
incredible.
the hospital during COVID and helped with the vaccination clinics, and I had my job had gone down to part time, so I just needed more to do, and that is why I ended up getting started with the books.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And so when you started deciding the books, did you reach out to any, or was this all your own research that you were doing with the books?
With the first book, Max Rocks, that was, you know, everything is online about the rock formations. So that was a pretty easy one to do. I didn't really need a lot of additional information other than getting permission from the Mackinac State Park to do that. And it's not so much permission, I just need to give them a notice in the book, you know, special thanks to them. However, for the second book I did was Max at the Fort. And that one I worked with Dominic Miller, I believe, and Schmalzried. And I toured the fort a couple of times just to make sure I had all the information I needed. I sent them the proof of the book to make sure I was correct on everything and had not miswritten any facts in the book. So I did work with them quite a bit on that. And then for this last book that I did, Max Horses Around, I actually worked with the Goff family. I believe that's how you pronounce it. They Jack's and Cindy's, Cindy's Stables, no, Cindy's Riding Stables and Jack's Livery. My husband and I actually went to their farm in Pickford in the UP, in, I believe it was February 1 year. And we got to see all of their horses out in the field. I got to feed one apples. We walked around a bit. I got to talk to them and interview them about, you know, questions I had for the book. And again, when I was finished writing it, I sent them the proof to make sure I had done everything correctly. And they actually did have me move my character, because I think in one picture I had him near the back of the horse, and they're like, no. You can't. For the horse, so I had to switch that around, and but they were just wonderful to work with. I would message them all the time and say, I'm sorry, one more question. And they were great to work with. They answered every question I had and helped me out a lot.
Oh, great. Yeah, I think that's the one thing that I have found too with doing the podcast is reaching out to people. They're so happy to talk about everything. And you do want to do it justice. You want to make sure you're getting, not only for them, but that you're getting the correct information out there, because I don't want to put anything out there. That's why sometimes when I've mispronounced things, I'm always like, so somebody can tell me it's pronounced this way. I'm so grateful because I never thought it would be so difficult to pronounce some of these words. But I get what you're saying, and I think that was great. And so you were talking about the books. So let's go into the books and talk about them, if you will. Okay. So if you want to maybe go in order for the listener to know what they are, that would be wonderful.
Sure. So the first one is Max Rocks. And again, it's about the rock formations. He climbs all the stairs up to Arch Rock. And of course, you know, now all of that is changing too with the new construction up there, but that should basically be the same for the book. And he visits Arch Rock, Sugarloaf, the Devil's Kitchen, Skull Cave, and he learns about all of them. He even goes to the crack in the island. So that's okay. Always a fun one to suggest to kids to do, because you can walk in the crack. And, and I have in the book, Max, my character Max, is in the crack of the island. So that's always fun. And then the next one is Max at the Fort. And it's just an adventure at the fort. And, you know, there are, oh gosh, he counts the bathtubs, I think. He plays in the kids' area. He visits the hospital. And I'm going to segue this. One of the girls that works at the Island Bookstore, she is the girl in the hospital where the big stethoscope is on the wall. And there's and the little girl standing there, that's her. And she works at the Island Bookstore. So when I took my book in there to sell, she's like, oh my gosh, that's me. I'm in a book. I'm like, oh.
Oh my gosh, so I love it. Yeah, that's so great.
Yeah, so she's in there and she thought that was great too. But he learns all about the fort and he decides he's, you know, tired at the end of the day and wants to go home and make a blanket fort. So as most kids like to do. Mm-hmm. And then the next one is, you know, he's tired from the previous book. So it's called Max Sleeps. And he's just falling asleep thinking about all the fun he had and the boats, the ferries, the Marquette statue. He just, you know, talks about everything and he's falls asleep at the end. So in my latest book, it just came out in November, is Max Horses Around. And in this book has a horse adventure. His best friends are ironically Jack and Cindy, the horses.
Yes.
And he goes all over the island. They end up at the Friendship's Altar and he learns about them leaving the island for the winter and where they go, what they do. He learns about them getting shoes. So he learns a lot about horses. And of course the biggest, most fun part of the book is all the poop, all the horse poop everywhere.
Yes. So. Kids are obsessed with the horse poop when they go up there.
And they can learn what happens to that poop in the book. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Which honestly is great to know that if you're not familiar with horses. I live near the Amish community, so it's not unfamiliar with me, but they use it in such a great way on the island for so many things that I'm glad that you were able to put that in the book for educational purposes for the kids to know. Yes. And even adults. Even adults. Best thing to know with it. Yes. Yes. Now, when you decide, how did you decide where to put Max? How did you come up with starting this, going into this formation of it?
My husband and I tend to spend more time in the interior of the island, walking or riding our bikes through the paths, going, you know, down dirt paths where nobody has been, maybe some horses or something.
Yes.
And exploring and learning new things about the island, finding new things. We actually found the Eagle's Nest. Is it the Eagle's Nest Cave? I have never been there before until we just started walking one day, and it was beautiful. I wish I had been there before so I could have put that in Max Rocks. But you know, you go into the interior of the island and you learn so much more about the island. It's really fun. I encourage everyone to spend a day just walking or riding your bikes through there.
Yeah, it is. It's so fun. I'm starting to try and do a different trail every time I go, because there's so many different things to see on each trail. And for the listener, if you don't know, the parks department is very good at labeling like flowers, trees, information out there about it. So you can kind of know, oh, this is what it is. And you see that all over the island, which I think is an incredible way to inform them about all of the nature that is in the inner part of the island.
Right. So that's how Max Rocks came about. I wanted to share that with people. And many people don't know about the crack in the island either. Mm-hmm. Of course, the history of the crack in the island is not so fun with what it was used for decades ago. But, you know, you can still walk through there and it's just leaves in there now. So it's great. And then everyone should know about horses. Especially mm-hmm. when you're on the island, how to approach them because they can only see on the sides because their eyes are on the side of their head. And the fort is a huge part of the island, a huge part of its history. So that was definitely something I wanted to share as well.
For sure. I agree. Now you do something every Wednesday on your Instagram page. And can you share what it is that you do?
Sure. So Max has a post every Wednesday. It's called Where Am I Wednesday or Where Was I Wednesday, depending on the time of year. So I just, you know, I do pictures. I take a ton of pictures when I'm on the island and try to find some really fun places. I get more engagement when it's a place that everybody knows, mm-hmm. but I do throw in the occasional rare spot on the island, and there aren't as many comments, but it's just fun to share that with people as well and get them to know the character, get them to know a little bit more about the island and some of the fun. So it is fun to listen or read people's comments on the Where Am I or Where Was I Wednesday.
Yeah, I think it's so cute to see where he's at different times throughout the week and what he's up to for sure. Because there are some times that you look and you're like, wait, I think I know what that is. And then you're like, no, that's not it. What else is it? So very cute idea to do that. Now you illustrate the books, am I correct?
I do, but I'm not an artist by any means. I did create Max. It took me a long time to figure out what Max was gonna look like. And it took a long time to create him. But I take pictures of what I want in the book. And then I use an app. It's not AI, I will say that. It's just one of those old apps that can turn a picture into a cartoon or, you know, something like that. And then I use that as my base. And then I draw over it. I kind of, you know, trace and put Max in there and just make it a little bit less digital. And that's how I do it because I do not have an artistic bone in my body.
I think you do by creating these books. I really do, but I understand what you mean when it comes to drawing because I'm not good at it.
Just can't do it.
Yeah, I cannot do it either. It is not there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and I know you had interviewed Katie Klimchuk and, you know, the other Katie, from Watercolor Cafe.
Yes.
An amazing artist. And that book, Emma's for Mackinac, is beautiful. I envy that talent, but I have digital help.
There's nothing wrong with that. I would have to do that too. I know. It really was a beautiful book. And I love all the watercolors that what people do with that. Now, what are some upcoming adventures for Max?
So for new books,
yes.
So he has a Halloween book coming out this year. and then there are several others. I'm hoping to have about 10 in the series. So there are more to come. I'll just say that the Halloween book is coming out this year.
I love it. Oh my gosh. Halloween is one of my favorite times up there. It is so great. It's beautiful. It's fun. So I'm excited for Max to go on those adventures at Halloween there because it really did blow my mind when we went up there. Now, where can the listener get your books?
Sure. So they are available at the Island Bookstore on Mackinac, as well as the Visitor Center and the Fort on Mackinac Island. I did have them at Little Luxuries and hope to have them there again, but she needs hardcover books. My books are soft cover because I want them to be rolled up and taken on adventures and have kids take pictures where Max was and just, you know, follow the adventure themselves. So I thought that would be better than hardcover, but I will try to get some hardcover to get it back into Little Luxuries. And then they're also available at the Bookmark in Ludington, as always on Amazon.
Yes. Okay, great. Now, do you have a website?
I do, yes, MackinawMax.com.
Okay, so can they purchase from there as well?
They will have a link to either to Amazon, to the Island Bookstore, or to the Bookmark.
Wonderful. So then it can go in there and they can link into that. And of course, for the listener, that will be down in the show notes and in the podcast website, so you guys know for sure where to go for it, because I will have that down there in case you forget to. Now, are you ever on the island to sign books?
I am. Last year was my first year, and I'm doing it again this year at the Island Bookstore on June 22nd from 2 to 4. So I'll be there. I'll also, I read places too. So last year I read at Mission Point Resort. I did the book signing at the Island Bookstore, that I went to Mission Point and I read for story time. And oh my gosh, it was wonderful. And when I got there, I found out that they actually had been reading my books for story time and had no idea that I was the one coming that night. So it was so, so exciting to meet everyone. And they were excited to have me there. It was just a great afternoon with that. So I hope to get back there and read again or have a book signing there as well.
Now, was that for the kids' activities groups that they have there at Mission Point?
Yes, it is.
Wonderful. That's so cool that they do that. I love that they have that.
It's wonderful. And it was just a surprise that they had been reading my books. So
yeah.
The coordinator that was there with me, I read one of my books and then she read one of my books too. It was just very fun.
Oh my gosh.
It was actually very fun for me to hear someone else read my book.
Yeah. And I think the other thing is, while the kids are there, then if they hear that, they start putting it, and then they can go get the books, but then they can tell their parents, like, we learned about that today. You know, it's sinking in without them realizing it's happening. And I think that's so fun.
Yes. And Max is not just on the island anymore. So a local playwright in Ludington contacted me and asked me to collaborate on a Christmas play for the local children's museum, Sandcastles Children's Museum. And he wanted my character, Max, to be the main character in the play. So I wrote the outline of the Christmas play, and he is the playwright. So I did the outline, he did the actual play, and they had a character dressed as a turtle, dressed as Max.
I love that.
It was spectacular. And it was all about friendship and learning how his other friends celebrate their holiday, because they didn't all celebrate Christmas. So it was just very fun. And we had a whole weekend of plays. And oh my gosh, it was a thrill to see Max come to life.
I bet it was. Oh my gosh. Maybe that's something that will continue to happen for you with that. Now, what is something that you like to do on the island when you're there?
I think I said my husband and I always like to go into the interior, but the minute we get off the ferry, we head to Watercolor Cafe. We love their lilac lattes, and oh my gosh, all of their food is amazing.
So good.
It's so good. And the location is amazing. So you travel to get up there, you've gotten across, and then you can sit there by the water and have this amazing little snack or breakfast or lunch. And so that's always the first place we hit. And then we go either riding through the interior of the island. We'll stop at the Jockey Club or what else do we do? So many places that are so good on the island.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
but we love to go to, up by the airport, through there and just on the other end of the island, just to, again, explore and find new things that we didn't know existed. Our favorite dinner place is the Woods. We just love to go back there, and we go early so we can bowl a little and It's just the best place to go and relax. We used to stay at Stonecliff all the time, but they've been closed for renovations, so we'll see how that goes. We've been staying at Harborview and Mission Point. So I also have to give a shout out to an author who writes books about Mackinac Island, who was a tremendous help to me when I was trying to figure out how to make all of this work. Michelle Olson, who writes Being Ethel in a World That Loves Lucy. Okay, so I just happened, I emailed her one day and I introduced myself and I'm like, I am new to this. I don't really know what I'm doing. And bless her heart, she walked me through everything. And anytime I had a question, she would respond almost immediately to help me and help me get my books published. So she
Oh.
has been a tremendous help. And I actually got to meet her on the island. I went to deliver some books and didn't realize she was having a book signing. And so
Oh,
I got to meet
really?
her. It was wonderful.
That's so nice. That's so gracious. And I had an author on, and she was talking about how, she reached out to people. And I find, and I don't know if this is true in all cases, but a lot of times authors are really willing to help and give you some great advice for that. So that's so wonderful that she did that for you.
Oh, I am so lucky to have met her. And when you're on the island, you do tend to meet people that you see on, especially on the Facebook page, Addicted to Mackinac. Like I met Chad Bennett one day. We just met in passing. He gave me his card. I introduced myself, and he was getting ready to do a tour. But I enjoy meeting the people who are helping visitors to the island and making sure that they have a great time when they're there.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I've been surprised with the people that I run into that I've had on the show. And sometimes it's just that I'm up there for a visit. And then like the one time I ran into Sarah Wright, who owns It's Wonderful Photography, and she's also Green Drinks on Instagram. And I had her on the show and it was so great to see her. And then I was able to meet up with her. And I've been able to luckily meet up with some people if it works out. It works out better if we're not there on a family trip, but either way, I agree with you. It's nice to put to be meet them in person and just say I really appreciate all you do for the island with that.
Yes, absolutely.
And so you said you don't have any other books besides Mackinaw Max, but do you think this is going to maybe go into you being able to do some more books potentially?
Yes, actually, I am working on a local book. I don't know if you've heard of House of Flavors Ice Cream. It's a huge ice cream store in Ludington. It's big on the west coast of Michigan. So I'm going to write a book about how I want all the ice cream. A little kid who just can't decide what ice cream to get. So I actually started research on that. I have all the approval that I need, and I'm moving forward with that. So that's kind of exciting. So I'll have
That's
that book
very exciting.
this year and the Halloween book for Max out this year.
Very good. You know what? I have to say that I feel that child because when I go to Mackinac, I don't know. I always get the same ice cream, but sometimes like maybe I should venture out. But then I'm always like, no, if it's got Mackinac fudge in it, you should get that. But the ice cream there is so good. So I'm sure that ice cream store is amazing.
It is. It's like a little diner from the 50s, 60s. So they even have Elvis Days in January. But the ice cream is phenomenal, and they actually make it here in Ludington and ship it out to stores. And it's one of the best ice creams you'll ever have. You'll need to stop in Ludington one
I
time.
will have to do that.
Car ferry too here in Ludington. The SS Badger Car Ferry. It goes from Ludington to Manitowoc, Wisconsin. And people who actually take a day trip from Wisconsin come to Ludington, get off the boat, walk to House of Flavors to get ice cream, walk back to the boat, and head back home. So it's definitely a well-known ice cream shop, and the car ferry is amazing to have in town as well.
Yeah, I've never gone on a car ferry before.
Oh, it's very fun. They have food, they have movies, there's a gift shop, they even have cabins you can rent if you want to sleep. It takes about 4 hours to get across the lake because it goes very, I think it was like 23 miles per hour, 25 miles per hour. So it's pretty slow. But, you know, if it's a shortcut, if you're wanting to head west. So our daughter lives in the UP in Marquette. Mm-hmm. So in the summer, we've taken the car ferry over and then just driven north. It's much shorter that way. It's, yes. It's a fun little day cruise too, you know, just something yes. to do that you wouldn't have, if you have nothing to do on a day, take a little cruise to Wisconsin and back.
So can you think of anything else you would like to add for the listener?
Just, you know, gosh, thank everyone for making Max such a success. He's just a fun character for me, and it's something that I didn't even know I could do, and I'm having the best time playing with him and reading to kids and visiting classrooms and you know, reading at Sandcastles Children's Museum, doing the book signing. It's all wonderful, and I feel so blessed to have been given this opportunity. But please do read the books, roll them up, take them with you, follow Max's adventures, and just enjoy the island.
Yeah, good point, because how fun for a child to have the book with them, and then while they're visiting, be like, that was in the book. That was what Max was talking about.
Right.
And right. I love that you have done this and shared it. And looking forward to the next book for sure to see what his adventures have at Halloween, because I know it's going to be fun and beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Debbie, again for coming on here. It really means a lot to me for you to take your time out and share everything about Max with the listener.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me. It was, I feel lucky to have been part of this. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie, for coming on and sharing with the listener all about Mackinac Max. They are very cute books. I got one for my nephew when I was up there. I actually got a couple of them for him when I was up there a couple years ago. So I enjoy the fact that she includes so many of the sites on Mackinac Island in with her books. I have to apologize for the quality of how my voice sounds because I have my earphones on when I'm doing the Zoom session. And for some reason, it sounds so bad. So apologies. And anyway, Debbie was so great to come on. I'm going to have all of her information down on the show notes. And then on the website page, I'm going to put up, I looked up the House of Flavors, and it does look like something out of a 50s diner. And I'm going to see if I can find a video to post on there so everybody can kind of get an idea of what it is, because it just looks so charming. And I would love to go and just eat in there in general because it's so cute. So, and that was in Ludington, Michigan, and all of that will be in the show notes, but be sure to get Mackinac Max. I think even if you're an adult, this is a fun way to take in some more information about Mackinac. And as she mentioned, all the different places you can get it, and on her website, it will just take you to the link of how to purchase it. All right. Well, that concludes this week's episode. I look forward to talking to you next week about our favorite place, Mackinac Island. Totally Mackinac Island is written, produced, and edited by me, Heather.